Prisoner 22897, welcome to your first day of incarceration. See where your scheming and secrets have left you, spread eagle, naked, on a slab in a ministry prison. I see you straining to move. Don't bother. The adhesion field holding you in place is inescapable. You're stuck, little girl, helpless. But here, let me thin the field just a little. There. Now you can struggle and squirm. Very heroic and effective for my needs. Our scientists have discovered that complete immobility eventually causes a subject to give up, turn inward, and go mad. But if you can move, even just a little, there's hope. And hope is the interrogator's greatest tool. Without hope, there can be no horror. We know you have information about the resistance cells in the capital. You'll tell me everything. A full confession. Oh, such a brave face. Such scorn and disdain. You freedom fighters are so self-righteous. You forget, girl, as a psychic, I can see behind that thin veneer of courage. I can feel your hate. I can taste your fear. Surrender to that fear. Tell me what I want to know. No. Shall we do this the old-fashioned way? With scalpels and saws? Shall I flush that ripe, beautiful body with toxins that will burn you from within and turn your bones to glass? Imagine lying there, exposed, unable to move as I run an open flame across your flesh. Interesting. The image both terrifies and strengthens you. Pain is something you understand. Pain is something you've trained for. Oh, don't look so smug, girl. Pain is only the first of many tools I have at my disposal. In truth, I find it crude, ill-mannered. There are so many other ways to make a person scream. What will it take with you? What weakness must I exploit? Is it a vice? No. You'll be all too aware of your vices. You'll have studied them, fretted and fawned over them, nerded them down to entries in a journal or whispered lies to a priest. So, not a vice. A virtue, then. Something sacred to who you think you are. What do you take the most pride in, girl? Is it your compassion? Your honesty? Your loyalty? I can feel the confidence surging off you like heat. Loyalty. You're so sure. So strong. Very well, let us begin. You hate me in everything I represent. My instincts, my appetites. You would feel ill at my touch, at the cool caress of my hand, and yet, if I reach out with my mind to gently brush the swell of your breath, look at you twist against the adhesion field. So angry, so indignant, and yet, there was something else, an instant of response. Let me thicken up the adhesion. There. Can't move at all, can you? Let me reach out again. Oh, yes. Yes, I can feel you strain under my mind's touch. I know your thoughts. I'm vile. I'm a monster. Then why are your nipples growing hard as you feel my mind on you? Can you feel me squeeze them? Stroke them. Feel the rasp of my mind on your breasts. Feel me cup them, knead them, mound them up, mound them together. Faster, faster. Always moving, pushing, pressing, coming back to your nipples. Knowing how you want to be touched, how you want to be pinched. A gasp. Tiny. Almost inaudible. The first. What if it were my mouth on your breast, licking, sucking? Can you feel the gentle scrape of my teeth? Can you feel them fix ever so lightly around your nipple? Can you feel them press? Nip? Can you feel me? You're oiled in sweat, girl. If I loosened the field, you'd be shaking. And that was just your tits. What about your thighs? Oh, was that a whimper? I can feel your emotions. I can feel your fear. Your disgust and your confusion. Pain, you understand, but pleasure. That tickle inside your thighs. That light little stroking. Just a touch. A touch against the lips of your cunt. I can feel your muscles thrum. What I'm doing is vile. Monstrous. You're wet, girl. Wet. You, who would turn to dust and ash at the thought of my touch, have become damp and greased at the touch of my thoughts. Let me just give a thought to that swollen, aching clit. I know exactly how you want me to touch it. Just like this. Yes. Moan. Oh. Moan as you feel me push inside you, thrusting deeper, oh, fuller, smoother than you've ever known. I'm thinning the adhesion field so you can move, so you can twist and buck, so you can writhe against my mind, my thoughts ramming into you deep and slippery with your desire. That's it. Buck. Buck. Fuck. Oh, a cry for help, for more. Oh, girl, this is not a fraction of what I can do. I focus on pieces of you. Tits. Clit, cunt, but I can use my mind to set your whole body alight. Here, feel my touch on every inch of your skin as I feel your arousal pouring into me. Do you feel me fucking your cunt? Do you want to feel me in your ass? Like this? Your mouth? Oh, those wet, gagging moans. Oh, yes. Oh, scream. Oh, Arch, thrust your hips at me. You, you to whom loyalty is everything, betrayed by your own body. Oh, you can't stop. You can't stop. We can't. Oh, stop. Oh, come for me. Oh, come with me. Come for me. Come. Oh, now. Come now. Now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wilt. Oh, fold. I need no adhesion field to hold you now. Loyalty. What a lie. You're loyal to nothing but your own instincts, your own appetites. How are we at all different? So, let me tighten the field once more. I don't think I'll let you move as much this time, even less on the next. That was indulgent of me. Of course we're doing it again, and again, and again. We'll do it until you tell me what I want to know. Everything, a full confession. I told you. There are many ways to make a person scream. Very well. Let us begin.